Eli, America's new super sport.
Welcome back to World High Lie League Recap, and this is recap number 7 for spring 2023. And I'm your host, Garland L. McLaughlin, also known as the Consulting Guy, along with co-host Rockin' Ray Haluska. You all know the sponsors, World High Lie League and WJAL. Head on over to the fan portal, wjal.eprn.us, and check out B2B agency Blackstar Fund LLLP.com, the answer for all your business financing questions. Like, love, and share this podcast, and we'll be right back right after these messages.
What's up, Highlight fans? It's Matt Langhans, aka Douglas, with Magic City Highlight. Listen in for Highlight head-to-head recaps. Check out the recaps on all my wins, along with other Magic City Highlight players. Join EPRN. It's free to join, and EPRN wants to thank you for listening in.
H2H is the world's fastest ball sport played in a new electrifying format. High Lie H2H features two singles players or two doubles teams in a head-to-head battle for court dominance. The game is played on a three-wall court that measures just 120 feet long by 33 feet wide with a ball that travels up to 150 miles per hour. An H2H match is won by the player who is first to secure a total of 2 out of 3 sets. It takes 6 points to win a set and 2 sets to win a match. Simply put, the goal is to catch one more ball than your opponent. Just like in tennis, a player may fault once on a serve, but if 2 serves result in faults, then the opponent wins the point. At the start of a new point, the ball is served by the winner of the previous point. However, at the start of a new set, the loser of the previous set serves first. After the ball hits the front wall, it must be caught in the air or after only 1 bounce. Players may catch and throw from out of bounds, but if the ball lands out of bounds, then the point goes to the opposition. The ball is lethal, the game is lightning fast, and the action is limitless. It's the game you didn't know you needed to know. This is High Lie H2H.
There's plenty of sports excitement to go around. Watch HighLie.com. Live the high life and watch HighLie.com. It's the official home of H2H and Battle Court High Lie. The all-new format for the fastest ball game on earth. When you sign up free to watch HighLie.com, you'll have access to live H2H and Battle Court singles and doubles matches. You'll learn about the players from interviews and live commentary from the Magic City Fronton announcers, Stu Nyman and Andrew Blackman. Experience the high life and don't miss out on Fantasy High Lie. You'll find out all you need to know about the three-wall sport at watchhighlie.com. Why do I store value with silver? By storing value in silver bullion and precious metals, I'll own a piece of the most undervalued asset on the planet. 1 ounce at a time, and at a pace that I'm comfortable with, keeps me in control and on track building my precious metals portfolio and self-directed fund. I understand that silver bullion money isn't alternative currency or highly speculative cryptocurrency. It's been a standard of barter for 5,000 years, and it's historically respected as money, God's money. Silver is the only undervalued commodity that serves dual purposes within finance and industry. It has held its value throughout the test of time, and in the coming years, the demand for silver will only grow. Start your self-directed precious metals account through Blackstar Fund LLLP. Go to BlackstarFundLLLP.com and click the Precious Metals Bullion Bank Now Open link. Explore the selection and order online. Or give us a call at 980-201-9878.
Your number one internet radio station.
Exquisite Podcast Radio Network. www.eprn.us.
Welcome back to World High Lie League Recap
here on Exquisite Podcast Radio Network. I'm your host, Garland L. McLaughlin, also known as the Consulting Guy, and we're going to head right into the scores right now. And on Friday, March 17, 2023, we had the Wall Warriors versus the Tejada Devils. And six matches were played. In the first match, it's a doubles match. We have Bueno and Julen versus Jairo and CRB. Bueno and Julen get the win, 6-3 and 6-3, and they split the sets. And in the second match, we have Nicholas and Rock versus Jedin and Urbieta. Nicholas and Rock pull off the win in straight set, 6-1 and 6-1. In the third match, we have Nicholas versus Jairo. Jairo pulls off the win for the Tejada Devils, 6-5 and 6-3 in the second and third sets. In the fourth match, we have Julen and versus Urbieta. Julen pulls off the win in straight set, 6-0 and 6-2. In the fifth match, we have Ikeda and Rock versus CRB and Kubala. Ikeda and Rock pull off the win in split sets, 6-2 and 6-4. In the sixth and final match of the evening, we have Bueno and Nicholas versus Jedin and Douglas of the Tejada Devils. And Bueno and Nicholas pull off the win in straight set, 6-4 and 6-5. And ultimately, ultimately the Wall Warriors pull off the win. It was a trouncing win. 7 points. They wind up with 7 points. The Tejada Devils wind up with 1 point. And we have three highlighted players of the matches. Bueno, Rock, and Nicholas are all my picks for highlights for the matches played on March 17, 2023. And moving along to Monday, March 20th, 2023, we have the Tejada Devils versus the Cesta Cyclones. Six matches were played. In the first match, we have Jedin and Nick and Douglas versus Flores and Manu. Jedin and Douglas pull off the win in straight sets, 6-3 and 6-3. In the second match, we have Urbieta versus Carballo. Urbieta pulls off the win in straight set, 6-5 and 6-0. In the third match, we have Kubala versus Flores of the Cesta Cyclones. Kubala of the Tejada Devils pulls off the win in straight sets, 6-2 and 6-1. In the fourth match, we have Jedin versus Bradley. Bradley of the Cesta Cyclones pulls off the win in straight sets, 6-5 and 6-1. In the fifth match, we have Kubala and Jairo versus Manny and Bradley. Jairo and Kubala pull off the win in straight sets, 6-4 and 6-1. In the sixth and final match of the evening, we have Douglas and Urbieta versus Carballo and Manu. Carballo and Manu pull off the win in straight sets, 6-5 and 6-5. But ultimately, the Tejada Devils pull off the win, and they wind up with 5 points, and the Cesta Cyclones are awarded 2.5 points. And my pick for the highlight of the game is Kubala. And Kubala, he participated in one win with Jairo, and he got a singles win. So 2 wins for Kubala. And, for the final set of matches on Tuesday, March 21st, 2023, we have the Lifestyle Miami Chargers versus the Wall Warriors. And six matches were played. In the first match, we have Zuleika and Arondo versus Bueno and Nicholas. Bueno and Nicholas pull off the win in straight set, 6-5 and 6-0. In the second match, we have Williams and Spinner, Lifestyle Miami Chargers, versus Ikeda and Rock. Williams and Spinner pull off the win in straight sets, 6-4 and 6-4. In the third match, we have Zuleika versus Julen. Julen pulls off the win for the Wall Warriors in straight sets, 6-4 and 6-2. In the fourth match, we have Iturbide versus Nicholas. Nicholas pulls off the win in split set 6-2 and 6-0. In the fifth match, we have Williams and Benny versus Bueno and Julin of the Wall Warriors. Bueno and Julin of the Wall Warriors pull off the win in straight set 6-1 and 6-3. In the sixth and final match of the evening, we have Iturbide and Arando versus Nicholas and Rock. Nicholas and Rock pull off the win in split sets 6-5 and 6-4 for the Wall Warriors. And that was another trouncing. And the Wall Warriors are awarded 6.5 points. And Lifestyle Miami Chargers wind up with 1.5 points. And they also highlighted three players for this match, these matches on Tuesday as well. Bueno, Nicholas, and Julin are the highlighted players for Tuesday, March 21st, 2023. And with that, I'm going to hand off the mic to Rockin' Ray Haluska for the standings and the upcoming schedule.
Thank you, Brian. And we're basically at the halfway point of the season. Entering this week's action, the Warriors. Hey, he just went blank. The Warriors pushed the plug in there. We've got lucky again. That was almost a catastrophe. Warriors are now in first place after their romps last weekend. 42.5 points with 54 potential points available to them in their remaining matches. The Renegades are now in second place with 40 points but 62 potential points remaining. The Devils had a good weekend and shows up. They are now at 32.5 points with 62 points remaining. Well, the Chargers had gained a little ground. They're at 28 points, but now they're down to 54.5 points remaining. And the Cyclones are hoping to break into 20 point category this weekend. They're stuck at 19.5 with 62.5 points remaining. It's going to be very hard for them to make third place. Because with all the trouble they've had this year, they've kind of sneezed away their chance to get back in the playoffs and regain a championship. But if they can't sneak back in, they can be spoilers, because they put a few good matches together somewhere along the way and take points away from teams battling close for the various slots above them. Upcoming schedule, Friday, March 24th. Number 2 Renegades versus number 5 Cyclones. Renegades have more than twice as many points as the Cyclones. Aguete and Rat meet Carballo and Manu. And you want to get off work in time to see that match. Renegades have won the first two game days, 5.5 to 2.5 and 6 to 1.5. So the Renegades are really hoping to repeat and vault themselves back into first place. Monday, March 27th, the number 3 Devils versus the number 4 Chargers. The Devils lead the Chargers 32.5 to 28 in the standings. Douglas versus Zuleika in the opening match, while Jen and Douglas versus Zuleika and Iriondo will close out that day's matches. Devils have won both previous meetings by scores of 5.5 to 2.5 and 5 to 2.5. Tuesday, March 28th, number 2 Renegades versus number 1 Warriors. You want to watch this one. Entering this week's action, the teams are only 2.5 points apart, with the Warriors holding the advantage. The Renegades have played one less game day and will have a chance to pick up some points versus the Cyclones on Friday. Before meeting the Warriors, Ben versus Bueno should be an exciting singles match, while Jerry Narratz will battle Naki and Nicholas in doubles. Warriors won the previous matches 5.3, and then a very narrow win 4-3.5. Fantasy highlight contest continues to accumulate participants. A guy named Hudepohl, H-U-D-E-P-O-H-L. They come up with these crazy names, so I don't know who he really is, but that's who won the SayHighLight.com fantasy contest. That's SayHighLight.com if you want to enter. No charge. I won some interesting and cases, very decades old programs and other little collectibles from all over Frontons in Florida and Connecticut. And that was the second time that guy won. And it came down to a tiebreak. Two other players also had all three winners. I only had two out of three. The Chargers really let me down. I was going for back-to-back. But anyway, they are gaining more players each week. So, you know, each week is an independent contest. So feel free to jump in and join. And...
Oh, you can jump in anytime during the season?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You don't have to be there at the beginning. Because it basically, you know, I did get my entry in, but if I had not, it's not accumulating points. Because the old fantasy contest accumulated points, but it, in addition to the, weekly thing in which the prizes were based, but there wasn't any prize. And a couple people did very well to finish at the top of that league, and they get a pat in the back from us, and that's about it. I learned something about some bets you make with Bet Rivers. If a player gets scratched beforehand, that that becomes voided, and your bet gets refunded. In my case, I had a couple parlays going, but when they sub someone in, my wager was with who the original player was supposed to be, and those showed up as refunded bets. So that was okay. Actually, turned my parlay into a single bet, and I won the remaining match. So that was a couple small wins, but wins are wins. Take them all day long. Still haven't heard about any other gaming sites wanting to get in on the action yet, but I hope Scott is working with somebody to hopefully give us additional options, which will just make the two companies can push each other and see which one can really package the wagering. But we're still waiting for that second team to come along. I didn't get to see anything but Friday's matches as I was out of town and traveling yesterday. But I look forward to catching up on action this week. And look forward to telling you all about it next week. So that's it from me. And back to you, Garland.
All right. Well, definitely. I'm going to be watching this Friday on watchhighlight.com. Head on over to watchhighlight.com and also visit the fan portal, World Highlight League fan portal, at wjal.eprn.us. And also head over to Bet Rivers as well. They're our friends, betrivers.com. And what else is there? Say Highlight. You have the Fantasy Highlight going on over there. Rock and Ray just explained it all. SayHighlight.com. And I've been your host, Garland L. McLaughlin, along with Rock and Ray Haluska, here on World Highlight League Recap. This is recap number 7. And have a great weekend, everyone.
Highlight, America's new super sport.